Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Georgia State Patrol has released additional information about a fatal crash that happened the 4th of July holiday weekend on I-24 in Dade County. Troopers say 24-year-old Josiah Buchanan of Chattanooga was killed about 1 a.m. on the 4th of July after a Honda Accord he was driving left the roadway near exit 169 and hit the rear of a disabled tractor-trailer truck parked on the shoulder. According to the crash report, the tractor-trailer had been disabled for about 90 minutes, had its hazard lights activated and reflective warning devices properly placed while the driver waited for roadside assistance. The truck driver, a 46-year-old man from Orlando, was not seriously injured. The crash remains under investigation by GSP. Chattanooga police have released new information in the death of a missing Chattanooga woman whose body was found Wednesday in Lookout Valley. They have identified her as 22-year-old Alicia Kinsellis, who was reported missing last week. Authorities have arrested 40-year-old Dante Taylor, charging him with abuse of a corpse and tampering with evidence. According to investigators, surveillance video shows Taylor dragging what appeared to be Kinsellis' body wrapped in blankets down a staircase and attempting to place it in the trunk of his vehicle. Police say after several unsuccessful attempts, he left the body in the motel parking lot, drove over it with his vehicle, and fled the scene. Taylor was arrested Wednesday night, booked into the Hamilton County Jail. Authorities say he was also found to be hiding a small amount of marijuana and now faces additional charges of introducing contraband into a penal institution and possession of a controlled substance. The cause of Kinsellis' death remains under investigation, and detectives are asking anyone with information in the case to contact the Chattanooga Police Department. Walker County commissioners are considering a temporary halt on a new data center development while they determine whether additional regulations are needed. The Board of Commissioners is expected to vote on a resolution creating a 30-day moratorium on new data center applications. And if approved, the county would temporarily stop accepting applications for new data centers, including rezoning requests, building permits, business licenses, and other developmental approvals. Now, county leaders say the pause would allow officials time to review zoning and land use regulations as demand for data centers continues to grow because of artificial intelligence, cloud computing, data storage, and telecommunications. Commissioners say a large data center can place significant demands on electricity and water systems while also raising concerns about traffic, noise, lighting, emergency response, and compatibility with surrounding neighborhoods. The moratorium would not affect projects that have already been approved or applications already submitted before the resolution takes effect. Unless lifted earlier or replaced by new regulations, that moratorium would stay in effect for just 30 days. The Trenton City Commission will meet on Monday to consider several important items affecting the city. That meeting starts at 6 o'clock Monday evening at Trenton City Hall. Commissioners will consider using SPLOST funds to purchase a new turnout gear set for the Trenton Fire Department and approve the emergency purchase of a new mower for the city's Parks and Rec Department. They'll also receive an update on the city's alcohol privilege card program. Mayor Alex Case is also expected to present two proposed intergovernmental agreements between the city of Trenton in Dade County concerning the proposed transportation SPLOST or T-SPLOST and the floating local option sales tax, also known as FLOST. Both measures are expected to appear on the November general election ballot. That meeting Monday evening is open to the public and residents are encouraged to attend. The Braves took the rubber game of the series with the Pirates, final score 10-5 in the Thursday afternoon win. The Braves head to St. Louis to wrap up the first half of the season as the All-Star break approaches. Airtime tonight is 7 o'clock for the Ford Leadoff Show. First pitch 8:15 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. And NASCAR's back at it this weekend. Cup race action coming up from Atlanta on Sunday as the Quaker State 400 rolls off about 6 o'clock in the evening. We'll have that broadcast either right after the Braves or at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. Your home of the Braves and NASCAR, playing the hits of a lifetime. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR, as mentioned, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.